I'm joined by Carlton's Director of Coaching and Development, Rob Wiley, who's taking the reins of the senior coach for this week's game. How are you feeling about that?
Oh, no, it's obviously a great honour to be able to, you know, sort of take the reins. Much prefer if Mick was here, but obviously our thoughts are with Mick and Nanette, and I'm sure, as I said, it all will be good. But no, as I said, it's a great honour to be able to direct the players. But, you know, we take it as a coaching group that, you know, has a big say, and we always support Mick, so nothing really changes except for his voice is not here, Loretta.
Now, we are here for training ahead of tomorrow's game. What are the boys going to be doing at training today?
It's pretty warm. It's really humid. So we almost just make sure that, you know, they get out the cobwebs from the travel. It's a long flight. It won't be over the top, but just enough to get a sweat up and to get a good feel of the ground, because obviously probably 80% of the guys haven't played here. So, yeah, just a bit of an easy session and get to know the environment.
Quite a number of the guys haven't played in our team before. Who are some of the younger ones that are coming through that we've brought over with us?
Yeah, Clemmie Smith and Blaine Borquist, so both to West Australia, so they probably have experienced this ground. Then you've got Liam Jones and Jason Tutt, Christian Jacks. We're not sure about Viojo Rainbow. He could get a run at this stage. We're just trying to finalise it after training. But, yeah, those young guys, Tommy Fields, so he'll be there, as well as Kieran Byrne, who in his second year from the Gaelic side of town in Ireland, he's really progressed nicely. So we just about, Loretta, have an all-Irish backline with three of the boys lining up.
Well, it is the first time that we would have had three Irishmen playing together. It's a bit exciting for the club.
Oh, very exciting. And I don't, you know, it'd be hard to think that there's another AFL club out there that would have suited up three Irish guys. So, look, you know, that's exciting in itself. But all the boys are really going well. Zach's had a great pre-season, had probably a quiet year last year. And then Gussie Sheehan has come on from last year, and Kieran Byrne has come from nowhere. So, I know it augurs well for the future of the Carlton Footy Club.
Now, unfortunately, Mark Murphy did suffer a calf strain in the intra-club, but it does mean that Sam Rowe can step up and skipper the side for the first time. How do you expect he'll go in that role?
Got me coaching and Rowe as captain, so there's a couple of new ones. But no, he'll be great. He takes everything very casually, I suppose, but, you know, with that competitive edge. He's the only one in our leadership group, so a lot of emphasis gets onto his shoulders. But, you know, we've done a lot of work through the leadership of the group over the summer, so I'm sure guys like Doherty, who's really stepped up, Bucks, Dylan Buckley, Ed Curno, you know, they've become leaders in their own right. So then you've got the experience of Cade Simpson. Our boys are in great hands with the leadership, but it's a really good effort by Sam Rowe to come, you know, from obscurity in many ways, got through that health scare, and now he's captaining the club. So, no, well done to Sam Rowe.
You mentioned that we do have a number of leaders not here with us. In fact, a number of senior players haven't made the journey over. How much then can we really read into tomorrow's game? Is it more of a run to see how our younger players go?
Look, we've done a lot of work, Loretta, in the pre-season on our game plan, how we really want to play. So in many ways, it's not about the individual. It's about the team and the processes that we need to put into place if we really want to challenge the top side. So it's just a great opportunity for some of these young boys to say that, yep, they understand the game plan, and yes, they want to put their hand up to have further selection throughout the NAB Challenge leading into round one. So it's really exciting. I know Mick spoke to the group on Monday and throughout the challenge and told some of these young boys that, you know, they were going to play. Expect, you know, sort of a tough encounter, but, you know, really take on the challenge. And I think, as I said, it's about the boys, you know, playing together as a team. And if we can play well together as a team, then we're going to be hard to beat.
Just finally, you've been by Mick's side for quite a number of years now, so you've heard a lot of his pre-game addresses. Have you got some words of inspiration up your sleeve for tomorrow?
Just like I say to all coaches, you've got to be who you are. So, you know, we, as I said, the group's all on the same page. It's about giving the same messages, just coming from a different mouth. So I don't think I'm as intimidating as Mick, so the boys might go out with a little bit more relaxed in their attitude. But, as I said, I'm really looking forward to it. And it's been a long time coming over pre-season. You know, they've trained exceptionally well, and now we can challenge ourselves against another team rather than playing against ourselves. So all the Carlton people, I'm sure that you'll be excited as much as the coaches and the players.
Rob Wiley, thank you for your time, and good luck tomorrow.
Thanks, Loretta.